100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Chris Morrow. Green Bay City Clerk is resigning after duplicate absentee ballots were mailed before the April election in this month's primary. The city says Celestine Jeffries chose to step down but didn't provide more details. State election officials still looking into how the duplicate ballots were sent. The city says no outside vendor was involved and new safeguards are now in place. Tomorrow, of course, primary election day. Find your polling place and see your ballot at myvote.wy.gov. Madison's Police Civilian Oversight Board wants an independent review of an encounter between police and the city's interim independent police monitor, Aramique Glass, and police. They had an encounter while officers were trying to clear an encampment near Williamson and Baldwin Streets last week. The committee noted that Glass was trying to fulfill her duties and was injured during the encounter. Online footage shows that Glass had a broken hand, leading to the Madison Police Department to release their own video to ensure transparency. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Cole is joining a lawsuit to block the federal government from getting personal data from millions of welfare recipients. The case challenges a new rule that could let the government share information like Social Security numbers, addresses, and immigration status with other agencies. Supporters say that rule would help prevent fraud, but the attorney generals behind the lawsuit say it goes too far and threatens sensitive information. A Wisconsin man advocating for disability rights in Madison, Carl Scholze, traveled for 11 days by wheelchair from his Fox Crossing home to the state capitol, highlighting the importance of Medicaid for people with disabilities. He wants to bring more attention to Medicaid cuts made by Congress and called for bipartisan support to expand the health care program. And that's your state news. Chris Morrow for Civic Media News.
The Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in San Diego tonight, opening a series against the Padres. Then it's on to LA to take on the Dodgers. The Brewers winning another thriller yesterday in Milwaukee, 4-3 in extra innings over the Twins. Manager Pat Murphy.
I like 10-0 way better. 15 strikeout shutouts better. But the end result when you stick with it this way is just so rewarding. The team got to reveal themselves today a little bit. We haven't been great, but we won because that's what we do.
NFL, the Packers are up to full strength with Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, and now Chris Brooks at running back. I asked Brooks, back from a hamstring injury, what will be his focus?
I think really daily just finding one thing to work on and just dialing that in. When I'm focusing on that, I think each day that just gets better.
And tributes pouring in for Hall of Fame head coach Don Nelson, who led the Milwaukee Bucks to 7 straight division titles. Nelly was 86 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a shower or two possible with a low into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.